Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, Sarkozy versus Le Pen. Back in 2002, when Jean-Marie Le Pen edged out Lionel Jospin to reach the second round of France's presidential election, where he would face Jacques Chirac, voters on the left and in the centre had a straightforward choice. They were no fans of President Chirac. He was right-wing, ineffective, and had faced allegations of corruption. Allegations, it's worth pointing out, that were later proven. 5 years ago, Chirac was found guilty of corruption dating back to his time as mayor of Paris in the 1970s.
The former French president, Jacques Chirac, has gone on trial in Paris for corruption.
A historic moment for this Paris court. On Thursday, it will issue a verdict in the first ever court case against a former French president.
Now a court has found Jacques Chirac guilty of embezzling public funds to illegally finance his Conservative Party back when he was mayor of Paris.
But despite all that, he was, in their eyes, far better for France than the leader of the far-right Front National. "Vote for the crook, not the fascist," ran the slogan. And millions did just that. Chirac won by a landslide. That word landslide is often overused, but here it's pretty precise. Chirac won 82% of the vote, Le Pen just 18%.
Défendons l'égalité!
Le Pen's defeat encapsulated the far-right's biggest problem. Even when it can enthuse its own supporters, it fails to reach enough of those in the middle to take power. Jean-Marie's daughter, Marine, has also struggled with this. Earlier this year, her party topped the polls in the first round of several regional elections. But when it came to the second round, the majority of votes coalesced around the more mainstream candidate. All of which suggests that Le Pen Jr. will face the same fate as her father, even if she manages to make the second round of next year's presidential elections.
Vive le Front National! Vive la République! Vive la France!
That suggestion, though, could be premature. For a start, Marine Le Pen's Front National is far more popular than her father's version. Then there's the political climate. From ISIS attacks to bikini bans, the biggest political debates are taking part on territory the FN has made its own. And finally, there's the issue of Le Pen's likely opponent. Given the Socialist Party's travails, it will probably be a candidate from the right. If it's Alain Juppé, the right-wing one-time prime minister who's reinvented himself as a reforming elder statesman, Le Pen probably doesn't stand a chance. But what if it's Nicolas Sarkozy? The former President Bling, a hard-right politician whose statements on Islam are now almost impossible to distinguish from Le Pen's.
On a une radicalisation et une pression, disons les choses comme elles sont, d'un islam de France alors que nous voulons un islam en France.
Because Le Pen, remember, is tapping into the same dissatisfaction that Donald Trump is in the US. She says she's speaking up for the dispossessed and the left behind. It may not be true, but her economic policies may appeal more to those voters than Sarkozy's traditional free market proposals. Marine Le Pen has broader support than Jean-Marie, Sarkozy has narrower support than Chirac. Will left-wingers and liberals, moderates and centrists be willing to vote for Sarkozy? Or will some of them feel that, while on social and race issues they're both as bad as each other, when it comes to the economy, they prefer Le Pen? The consensus is that the far right can't win presidential elections in France. But when the far right's opponent appears to be just as far to the right, is that still true? That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. Our topic this week, Italy and its upcoming referendum. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.